Good afternoon. This is Gina Gamboni. I'm in for Jamila Erickson today. We have two guests in the studio right now for our midday interview. Welcome Frank Mahoney from the Brunswick Concert Band and Debbie Skillman from the Brunswick Little Theater Singers. So nice to have you here today.
Thank you for having us.
Excellent. So we have what we have here is Frank Mahoney. Let's start with Frank Mahoney. He is the he's directing the Brunswick Concert Band now. He's also played with the Brunswick Concert Band. Tell us about yourself, Frank.
Well, I've been in the Brunswick Concert Band since 2005, and I've been director of the Brunswick Big Band since 2006. And so this is kind of exciting. It's my first time to direct the Brunswick Concert mm-hmm. Band. So that's kind of a quick look at how and why I'm here.
And you play the trumpet.
Yes.
But you're not playing the trumpet.
Not playing the
right
trumpet
now.
This coming weekend.
Right. No. You're not going to play for this concert that's coming up because you're directing, right?
Correct.
This concert, real quick, this is called The Magical Music of Christmas, right?
Right.
The Magical Music of Christmas, and it's actually being performed this Saturday and Sunday. So the Saturday the 14th at the Hatch Auditorium, also called the Baptist Assembly on Caswell Beach on Oak Island.
Correct.
And also on Sunday, December 15th at 3 o'clock at the Odell Williamson Auditorium at Brunswick Community College.
Yes. Gene, I should tell you also that I have a co-conductor.
Really?
George Boberg, yes.
Oh,
George has conducted the band on several occasions. He's mm-hmm. been with the organization for about 6 or 7 years. He has a wonderful collegiate background. He was college faculty member at the University of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
He was professor of percussion. So George
okay.
will be assisting me and helping me along in conducting some of the band numbers.
That's wonderful. It's always nice to have a helper. And let's get a quick overview from Debbie Skillman. You're from the Brunswick Little Theater Singers.
Yes, I am. I have a long history with Brunswick Little Theater. I started a children's theater company, and I've directed some of their main stage shows. And I've done the Brunswick Little Theater Singers for the past 3 years, which is a small ensemble, four-part ensemble.
Right. You have about 12 singers?
Yes.
That's wonderful. And you guys decided to get together. Have you done this before, by the way? Have you guys
yes,
gotten together before?
Yes, it started 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
A collaboration. Although there's a long history between the band and Brunswick Little Theater, because I believe, if history is correct, the Brunswick Band got its start because it accompanied a musical performance way back in the day.
So. Right. Well, mm-hmm. I think that's how a lot of things start. You know, a theatrical production needs some musicians. The musicians get together, and then they realize, hey, maybe we should stay together mm-hmm. and play music.
Yeah.
So are you always doing the Christmas thing together, or have you done anything else?
I've done other things, directing shows and so forth, and plus I'm a musician.
Right.
And but as far as the Brunswick Concert Band and the singers, basically it's been the Christmas concert that we've done the past 3 years.
Right. Great.
Brunswick Concert Band has been the genesis of a lot of the pit bands that have played in musicals with Brunswick Little Theater over the
mm-hmm.
years.
Right.
Quite a few people involved there.
And you were saying earlier about the Brunswick Concert Band, there's also the kind of the group that went off of that, which is the Brunswick Big Band, which you also direct and
yes.
play in.
Yes.
That's great. So just a lot of things, a lot of creative activity going on. Now, this event, like I said, is happening this weekend, and it is a free event, The Magical Music of Christmas. Frank, tell me a little bit about your band. You said that it is an intergenerational group with a variety of folks in
yes,
there.
Yes, we'll have about 50 instrumentalists playing on these concerts. Of those 50 or so, 11 are students, 10 of them high school students, one college student.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at the younger end of the spectrum. We have a couple of band members who are 84.
Right.
Those are our senior performers.
So that's spanning some generations there.
Yes.
And you have a similar spectrum in the singers, right?
Yes, we do. We have some high school students, a college student, a couple of recent college graduates, and then we have them up to age 60 plus.
Right. So this is a real representation of our community.
Right. It is.
In this performance. Now, what music are you guys going to perform? Tell me about the music and how the singers and the band and who's doing what?
The singers are going to be doing 8 numbers. Some of them will be with the entire band, and then some of the other numbers will be featuring smaller ensembles within the band, because we may have stand-up bass, guitar set, and piano play on one number that the singers do, and then we may have the full band on another number.
Right.
So it varies.
So you have, in terms of the range of instruments that you have, you have some stringed instruments, you have guitar,
mm-hmm.
and then, of course, you have regular wind instruments,
correct.
Brass instruments.
Right.
You have a pianist.
A lot of rhythm instruments as
Lots
well.
Lots of rhythm yeah. instruments.
The pieces that we'll be doing, many of them, are percussive intensive to mm-hmm. some degree. Might mention some of the composers represented on the program.
Oh, please
Gustav Holst, who's mm-hmm. a legendary historical figure in the concert band arena. Alfred Reed is another composer. Irving Berlin, I think a Christmas concert without some Irving Berlin music probably would be a little
mediocre.
Weaker than it would otherwise
yeah.
be. Also, music of Frank Lesser, mm-hmm. who wrote the song we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And Leroy Anderson,
right?
And Sleigh Ride, which I think it's sacrosanct to not have Sleigh Ride played on a Christmas concert.
I agree. It's always a nice kicker at the end.
And the singers are doing some things that probably will not have been heard on Christmas concerts so far this year. We're doing selections from the Broadway musical Elf.
Mm-hmm.
We're also doing 3 numbers that happen to be from movies. One is Somewhere in My Memory from the movie Home Alone, and Believe from Polar Express, and then Baby It's Cold Outside, which is the lesser tune, which was put into the movie Neptune's Daughter, which featured Esther Williams in 1949. It was a movie musical.
Right. Yeah, well, you have just an incredible selection here of instruments and of musical selections. I think it's going to be a great concert.
We sure hope so.
Yeah, so I'm going to remind our listeners again. This is called The Magical Music of Christmas, and this is being performed on Saturday. That's this Saturday, the 14th, at 7:30 at the Hatch Auditorium, which is also called the Baptist Assembly, on Caswell Beach on Oak Island. And then the next day, Sunday, at 3 o'clock, this Sunday at 3 o'clock at Odell Williamson at Brunswick Community College. Is there anything else you would like to tell me about this performance? It sounds so exciting.
There is a beautiful arrangement of Silent Night that I don't think many people will have heard. It is based on Erik Satie's Gymnopede, and it's just got these lush harmonies. It just gives me chills when we do it. It's a really beautiful piece.
Oh, wow. That sounds interesting.
I would think one of the marquee numbers that the band will perform is the Russian Christmas music, which was composed by a 100% American composer. He borrowed thematic material from the Russian Orthodox Church, and he incorporated a children's carol. Russian children's carol,
mm-hmm.
and his own imagination, and it's just a wonderful piece. And I'm having a lot of fun in just working with that piece of music. It's a wonderful piece.
Right. What an interesting concert.
I think the concert's going to be, in the words of Elf, sparkle, jolly, twinkle, jingly.
Ah! Sparkle, jolly, twinkle, jingly.
Yes.
Yay, perfect. That's what a holiday concert ought to be. Frank Mahoney, thank you so much, Brunswick Concert Band.
Thank you, Gina.
And Debbie Skillman from the Brunswick Little Theater Singers, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this wonderful concert happening this weekend. I know we have this concert listed on our cultural calendar at whqr.org. Is this listed on any of your websites?
Yes.
Go ahead and tell us those real quick.
Brunswick Little Theater, spelled with an R-E.
Mm-hmm.
That's our website, .com.
.com. You guys have one?
We do, but it's in a state of revision
under
right
construction.
Now. So we're writing on Deb.